Good evening, everyone. It's indeed an honor and a pleasure to be before you. I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for bringing me here and giving me this opportunity in my mind and in my heart. And thank Dave for sharing his pulpit. And just thank all of you for being here. I have a lesson here today entitled, It's Later Than You Think. It's Later Than You Think. And we live our lives and we get older and we come to a point in time where we figure it's late in life and what have I done? What have I done as far as the things that I want to do for the Lord? And we asked ourselves this question, and the answer, all answers for us are in the Bible. But it's later than we think as far as how much time is left for us to do God's will in this life. We need to get into the work of Jesus Christ because Jesus knows man's condition. He knows man's needs. We look at Exodus, third chapter, verse 7. And it tells us, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. The Lord knew of the pain and suffering that was going on in Egypt. And Israel was suffering terribly. And we've seen and heard stories. But the Bible tells us right here that the Lord knows. So we must remember that we can't do anything without Jesus in our life. We can exist, but we can't live a life that's abundant without Jesus. When your life is right with God, all other things in life will fall into place. God is our guide. He's the one who leads us to that heavenly highway, that he's our compass. Let's look at Isaiah. Isaiah 35 and the verses 8 says, and a highway shall be there and a way, and it should be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, a wayfaring men. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. The Lord will protect us on our journey. He will guide us down the road of righteousness. When you have Jesus Christ in your life, the spirit of courage is with you. We saw this spirit in Jesus when he went to the cross. He went to the cross for our sins, and he went there and died when we were not when we were still in our sins. Have we ever thought about that? That Jesus Christ died for us when we were still in our sins. Before we turned our life over to Christ, Jesus went to the cross for us. I mean, I don't know about any of you, but it just hit me when I became a Christian that the Lord was looking out for me before I even came to that point in my life where I turned my life over to God. I turned it over on faith, and I'm still here today. I don't think I could really have made it through the years that I've made it through without the help that I have from my wife and the direction that I have from God. You know, we don't appreciate things until we don't have them anymore. And, you know, I look at this lesson as a lesson that needed to be heard because I lost my mother. And she was the oldest person in our family. And now I'm the oldest person in our family. And it just made me think, well, it's getting close. It's later than I think. We need what's needed in the Christian life is for us to understand the sacrifice that was made for us, that we can be at this point in our life. Someone spoke to us about the Word of God. I know the person that spoke to me. We all come to the Lord for a reason. I came to the Lord because of the kindness someone showed me. They showed me kindness as opposed to anger or hatred. I parked my car in the church parking lot. And this was an opportunity that this brother took to talk to me about the Lord, as opposed to telling me, your car shouldn't be there. Your car shouldn't be there. Which I took that opportunity to look further into the Word of God, because someone treated me kindly. I didn't know he was treating me kindly at the time. I just thought he was talking to me about the Lord. But I see now that I took the opportunity to learn more about the Lord because someone treated me kindly and show me the Word of God and show me the right things in life that I should be looking for and doing and chasing after. The story of David and Goliath shows that it was not only later than Goliath thought, it was his end. David knew where his power to be victorious over Goliath came from. David knew God was fighting this battle. We need to allow God to fight our battles. We need to allow God to fight our battles. And we need to hear the things that God has to tell us. It's for us. It's for all, though. It's for all. The things that he will tell a person can change their life. The word of God has changed my life. I will never be the same. You can never be the same. We are, if you are facing hard times, God is there. Don't give up. Don't give up. It took courage for David to face Goliath. But being prepared for the battle, David was ready. Because David had already killed the lion. David had already killed the bear. And David would kill this uncircumcised Philistine. He would be like one of them. He would be like the bear. He would be like the lion. You know, it's later than you think. Goes with Paul, what he said when he was saying fighting the good fight of faith. This was Paul's last words to us in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. You know, Paul was ending his life. This was at the end of Paul's life. And I just thought about it when I was driving here, that Paul had written so much in the New Testament, and Paul was about to die. For the Christian to be able to speak the words that Paul spoke in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8, we must pick up our Bibles and start sharing the word with those who have shown interest and those that we know that need to hear the word. If someone comes to you and they have the, I'm interested in the word of God, kind of personality and look, we need to talk to them about the word of God. Because later than he thought, as far as King Belshazzar, the writing was on the hand, the handwriting was on the wall for him. He witnessed a person's hand writing on the wall. I want to turn over to Daniel and look into that story. What he did with things that were taken that should not have. His father, Nebuchadnezzar. Well, you know, that's a lot of reading. And but he ordered to have the cups brought out. So him and many others in his party could drink from them. And as they were drinking, a hand was writing on the wall. And the writing on the wall was not good news for King Belshazzar. You see, this was to be his end. It was later than he thought. His kingdom would be lost. He would die immediately after this. time is later than we think. You know, what would we do when the doctor tells us there's a problem with your test? All I can think is it's later than we think. It's later than we think as far as how we treat one another. We enjoyed ourselves on last night, and it was good to be out. And we were able to fellowship and sing songs. You know, simple things like this is what the Christian life is about. And as far as where we go, and as far as what we do, and who we hang around with, and the list goes on as far as it being later than we think. You know, now is the appropriate time. We here, I'm not sure if anyone here needs to put on the Lord in baptism, but now is the appropriate time. There's never been a better time than right now. The good news to this being later than we thought it was is that if you're under the sound of my voice, it's not too late. You can come to the Lord. We need to hear the word. No man can be saved if he does not hear the gospel. Look at Romans 10, verses 13 and 14. Those that are already Christians, we need to get the word out. Because no man can come to Christ unless he hears the word. And he must believe that word. He must believe it. A man must believe that which he has heard. Mark 16, 15 and 16. One must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repentance. Repent. We must repent. Repentance is a change of mind. Repentance is a change of mind. We need to look at the things that are said about the words that we speak about on a daily basis in the Christian life. You know, sin is missing the mark. You know, it's missing the mark. Repentance is a change of mind. A change of mind. Matthew, the 23rd chapter, verses 28 and 29. And number two, as far as repentance is, repentance involves godly sorrow. You know, I know I'm not the only one, but when we think about the Lord sometimes in different venues, it just brings tears to our eyes. Sometimes we don't feel that we've done all we can for the Lord, and he's done all for us. Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 talks about godly sorrow. Number three, the third repentance we want to do is it's a change of life. And I can tell you right now, brothers and sisters, that's where I'm at now. It's a change in life. Because some things hit you and you understand them better. Better than you ever have. That can be found. That's talked about in Acts, the 17th chapter, verse 30. You must confess Christ as your Lord and Savior. Matthew 10, verse 32. Acts 8, verse 36. And you need to be baptized. You need to be baptized. And then you need to live faithfully. You need to live faithfully. And this is something we will all have a chance to do. Live faithfully. We need to attend church. We need to give. We need to worship. We need to study. We need to teach. And we need to give our all. We need to give our all. So this is my lesson tonight. And I pray that we can use this in our everyday life. Pray that we can change our minds. Pray that we can have godly sorrow. And I pray that we can change our life. Change our life. This lesson is needed in your hearts, and you need to come forward at this time. You can do so as we stand and sing our song of invitation.